There's another, a more subtle way in which home voice, or home presence, if you like, enters into the poem, and that is the many famous examples of pathos. It's the way that, I mean, there are one or two cases, and of course they escape me at the moment, but where the poet comments specifically in terms of, you know, exit terms, but it was not going to happen. He comments out as a third person. But there are many examples where individual heroes, I mean, or fighters, people that you never hear of again, and a brief combat is described, and then the death, very often to have a young man, and he died far away from his native land, or the one whose father was a seer, and the seer's his father tried to stop him going to Troy because he feared that he would die there, but it has indeed he did. And, you know, and his father couldn't stop him. Or the one that I find so moving, which is, I can't remember which young hero it is, who was killed at Troy. And his father had died, I think, and there's no one left in the family, and relatives divided up his inheritance. I think it's terrifying. But this is not an author, Homer, who I think is really kind of commenting directly. But there are many, many examples of this in a subtle sort of way, which somehow expand, don't they? And they take you away from the individual combat.
My favourite, most terrible example of that is another hero who died, and then they're told that he left his young wife in a house still half unbuilt. So there is work that will never be completed. There are many other cases in which we hear this pathos, and sometimes the voice of the poet does come to the fore. The most famous example would be when Andromache, who has been widowed, is still preparing a bath for Hector while he's dead, and in fact he's been so mutilated and his body is, you know, in a terrible condition, far from a warm bath. And there the poet says, Nepia, which is almost critical, you know, poor innocent, she doesn't even know that he's dead. And there we can hear the poet come to the fore and make